I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now it's time to go under the helmet with Green Bay left tackle David Bakhtiari.
Let's talk a little bit about David Bakhtiari, one of the best, if not the best, pass blocking tackles in all of football.
Presented by Stein's Garden and Home. Shop Stein's Garden and Home Christmas clearance sale with up to 75% off regular price Christmas merchandise. Details at shopsteins.com.
Tell you what, though, David Bakhtiari had a heck of a first half when Khalil Mack was lined up over him. He got no pressures out of that.
We'll probably be playing against each other for a while. I think every opportunity we get a chance to go against each other, it's going to be a good time. I think it's going to be one of those instances where we'll probably talk towards the end of one of each other's careers. You know, I wouldn't say we have too many conversations so far.
We get to have a conversation with the Packers' four-time All-Pro left tackle, David Bakhtiari, each and every week here on the Wendy's Big Show on Tuesdays at 4:35, and he joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. David, appreciate it, man, and congratulations. Third NFC title game of your career, but how much different you think this one will be going back home?
It'll definitely be a little bit sweeter, especially, you know, growing up in the Bay Area. It's going to be a fun one. I'm excited for it.
Can I get some tickets?
No.
How many no's have you had to deal out so far in the first 2 days?
A lot.
I'm sure you did. That's why I asked.
David, so, what?
That's why it's pretty normal for me just to say no.
No.
I thought you would just say go through Frankie or something like that. But you know, I mean that's pretty
just
good.
Pass the buck. Just,
yeah, I mean that's what I do. Because nobody has a number anyway.
That's true. That's the easiest way to do it.
It's a little more empowering when I get to say no.
David, what did you feel so much different? You guys got into such an early rhythm in that game against Seattle, and being able to jump out to that big lead. What was maybe the difference you guys were able to do in that first half, putting up 21 quick points?
I think just everyone doing their 111. Coach talked about it all week. Everyone did their part. I mean, right off the bat, we had a simple day one play. The first play of the game. It gets an explosive gain right off the bat, kind of get the defense on their heels. Just execution all across the board. And being effective, especially when we get into the red zone, a.k.a. the gold zone, making sure we come out with 7 points instead of 3 points.
Did you call it the gold zone?
I love it.
Yeah.
The gold zone. All right. I'm down with that.
It's been kind of our theme in our offensive meetings.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about this game against the Seahawks. I mean, obviously, you guys have owned them in Green Bay, and they've, by whatever you want to call it, luck or misfortune or whatever, have beaten you guys in Seattle. So going into that game, was the mindset of they're not beating us here, we've owned them for so many years, or what was that mindset like going into that game?
I mean, just the mindset was just taking care of business. We knew we were going against Seattle. There was no previous history talk going into it. It was taking care of our business, winning at home, using everything we can to our advantage and setting ourselves up for this game leading into this week. And, I mean, I think everyone did their job, offense, defense, special teams. It was a three-phase game, and everyone – contributed when we needed them.
But the game, though, man, it looked different, Dave, than the Detroit game. It just offensively, you guys were just clicking. I mean, I don't know what the difference was, but it just felt like you guys were on a different level there.
Yeah, I think it comes down to execution. I think guys, we're doing their 111th. Guys were wanting to make plays that need to be made, were made, and everyone was executing at a high level, and I think it showed just with how effective and how smooth that the offense had looked.
How about how smoothly the transition was from Brian Bulaga to Jared Valdir being able to pretty much go all day and go up against one of the big-time guys in Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah, that was huge. You know, we didn't know with Brian how he was going to be able to go. And it's tough. You know, I had had a, it wasn't the same sickness, but a similar sickness to him. And, I mean, even when you are feeling just fine, just getting up and playing for a game is tough. Now you had a rundown, no sleep, and literally can't have, you haven't had any food, and then asking someone to play a game, that's pretty tough. But, I mean, Jared stepped in, really appreciate his professionalism, how he was dialed in. He knew what to do, when to do it. We were able to not only just operate our entire offense, but be effective with our entire offense.
When did you guys learn that maybe Bulaga wasn't going to play?
Pretty much after warmups is when it was official that he couldn't do it.
I mean, so that's incredible. That I guess thanks Brian Gutekunst for going out and getting him. I mean, that's great right. To have a veteran in that spot that can not freak out and go and do his job.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, it was a great pickup. He's fitting the room seamlessly. It's nice having a veteran, you know, established veteran's presence in the room, and he's been nothing but awesome.
Well, just in your case, and we're talking to David Bakhtiari, all-pro left tackle for your Green Bay Packers. He's got that honor for the fourth time this season. For you, I mean, you've been beating the drum on Brian having such a huge year all year long. Personally, what was that conversation like? Did you say anything to him when you found out that he wasn't going to be able to? I just can't even imagine what the feeling is for an offensive lineman when you go on dependability, not being able to go in that type of a game. I don't even know what you say to a guy like that.
Yeah, you know, when I came into the facility for pregame, I saw him again. He was there early. I mean, I usually get there almost 4 hours before game day. He was even in there before me. And, you know, you could just see it in his eyes. He had, his eyes were all puffy. You know, he was doing everything he could from, you know, IVs, anything nutrition-wise, just to get himself to have any type of energy to go and, you know, get over the illness that he had. And, I mean, you could tell he was hurt by the fact that, like, he knew that he'd be more of a liability out there if he were to go. And he could put not only the team but himself in danger. So it's really hard, especially, you know, for a playoff game, to have to stomach that. That's tough. But, you know, I can tell you guys today, I was with him. We did our normal Tuesday lift, and he was his sprightful, energetic, condescending self. So I'm excited.
Well, that's what we need. I mean, we need for them to be that way because, I mean, if you talk about this 49ers defense, you know who they are, Bosa, Armstead, and all these cats they got out there. D Ford is back. I don't know if he played the first time you guys played. What do you do different? What do you do different than you did the first time that you played them?
Execute, not fumble on the first drive and give them their first drive on the 2-yard line. I think that's a huge momentum shift. I mean, just taking care of business at the end of the day. It's gonna be a really good game. You got two tough teams, very balanced offensively, defensively, and special teams wise. So I think it's just minimizing errors, try not to make the mistakes, because a lot of things that happened in that game were just, you know, self-inflicted wounds, penalties on our end that put us in not manageable situations, that put us behind the sticks, you know, not put us in good field position for ourselves offensively and for our defense. So really just not a self-inflicted wounds.
Is that defensive line one of the more physical defensive lines you guys face this year?
I would definitely say they're up there. They're just very they got really good players all across that defense. And they do a very good job individually with the ability to get after the quarterback. So giving them those situations where they can pin their ears back is definitely what they want to do. So keeping, as an offense, keeping yourself in those manageable situations and down in distances is going to help not put, you know, not play into their hand.
You know, I like this David that we got right now because he's very calculating words.
He's ready to go, man.
Did you hear him?
He sounds like it's day before game time.
He ain't messing around right now, Leroy.
He's just going to let you fool.
The NFC Championship game.
Yeah, he ain't messing around right now, Roy.
Things are different.
He's going to another level right now, Roy.
That's why I get frustrated with all these media types talking about the first game. I don't even remember that game. I mean, this is going to the Super Bowl. This is when the big guys are, you know, and the little kids go home. This is amazing. I really want to talk about, I think we talked about having some new, some of the guys who hadn't played before, D4 and those type of guys. But for me, it's about that left side. Has everybody been cured so far of this flu type stuff that was going on that Bulaga, it hit him hard? I mean, you can see when he was walking in that he was not feeling well.
I think it's just about running its course in okay. our locker room. I mean, I think there were like four different types of illnesses that were circulating around. And it's tough. And they were very contagious, and it was just kind of running through the entire facility.
Well, David, I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard of this website called ruinaday.com, but you can send different things like feces and different things to other people. What you guys should have done was coughed and maybe spit in a cup, and then we could have sent it
only
to the 49ers facility.
Even think of
what
that?
Is your hey, problem? I'm just trying to say we could have found something.
That's disgusting.
D-back is a millennial.
Wait, that's real?
Yeah, it's real. You can send people, you know, he's horse feces, man. Cow feces.
That's awful.
Books talking about how they it? Can't be a D. I mean, just
where
saying.
Where do you go find that kind of stuff?
If you don't like people, you find what different ways.
That's disgusting.
How many people do you not like?
Thank
how,
you. A bunch.
Depth to know this.
A bunch, David. And also, I've received a few because I think I'm usually the one that people don't necessarily like. Talking to David Bakhtiari here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You hired him? I don't know.
I'm just saying this is the NFC Championship game. If we're going to do some trolling, we got to go to another level to make sure that we're getting this W.
How about just beating them? How about that?
Yes, I get it, but let's find a couple of different ways to make it fun, too. Man, stop it. David, when you look at this offense for you guys at this particular point, how huge was Davante Adams, and what did you see different out of his approach this week?
I didn't even know he had 160 yards. I just saw that he was making plays, and then after, I was like, wow, he really lit up the stat sheet. That's what we're going to need out of him, flat out. We need our playmakers to make plays, especially in these big games, and I wouldn't have it any other way than to have them start doing this now.
You know, David, when we talk about this NFC Championship game, and there are guys on this team, obviously, that haven't played in this game before, and just like San Francisco, I mean, they're facing the same thing where they got some guys on that team that haven't been here before. Talk about the leadership on this team and being able to get some of these younger players ready for this football game.
Yeah, it really comes out. It's just a game of the end of the day. So the number one thing is not letting the stage get too big and thinking that they need to do anything else different than they've done before. You know, do your job, commit to your 111th. The biggest thing is to empty your tank. So any extra effort you can do after doing your job is big. So, I mean, like for me, like the one thing, easiest thing for linemen is like, hey, make sure to block your guy and then after run to the ball. You never know what can happen, and if at any point in time that ball comes out or anything, you can be there to pick it up. Now, you want to have that happen every time, but, I mean, in these games, you know, we're only guaranteed four more quarters right now. So maximize each and every one of those opportunities, and even in the four quarters, we have, you know, probably like at least, 40 to 70 plays. Commit yourself to emptying the tank. Coach talks about all the time, empty your tank.
Speaking of emptying the tank, I mean, you look at the defense of the 49ers, and obviously there's a relationship with Coach Matt LaFleur and defense coordinator Saleh. Do you guys have any, I guess, maybe inside information that you know or extra information that can help you do your job?
On the 49ers defense?
Yeah, because both coaching staff knows each other.
I mean, nothing else that I haven't heard it when we do a normal breakdown from any other team, from the when they study an opponent. I mean, I guess the only thing we really have is we play them before, so we have an idea of how maybe they'll call the game.
Mm-hmm.
compared. But other than that, no, nothing else competitive advantage-wise.
Did you guys go back and watch that film again, or are you doing something different from the first time you played?
We haven't, but I definitely will, just to see how, you know, how a guy is going to – how he played me exactly. So obviously someone, you know, they have their typical go-to stuff where you, you know, do normal studies, film for the breakdown. But then when they play the exact, you know, when we actually play each other, how is he setting up a certain moves against me?
Yeah, I really want – David, I really want –
idea about that.
I apologize. I really want you to tell these referees to watch. These guys hold so much. And see, a lot of people don't know this, but they grab guys so the other guy can come around. And a referee, they miss that. They always miss that.
Never call it.
And they do it a lot. And I think it's something that if the head coach kind of get in the ear of, you know, especially the head guy, he'll watch for that, because it just seemed like that they were pulling that out of the stops on a lot of teams. And it is an advantage. Matter of fact, being a defensive guy, we kind of talk about it for the most part. But you got to try to be kind of slick with it. So it is something that they'll grab you, so you can't slide off on the games. I mean, you have to let them know that kind of stuff. Otherwise, they won't look for it. Because I do not trust referees when it comes to certain instances. And Steve already said something bad is going to happen with the referees already. So I just don't want it to be that.
Yeah, no, I do remember they did it to us a couple times last time we played.
Yes. So
I'm sure that'll be one of the things that'll be said. And then, I mean, that's also just, you know, part of the game with moving the refs. Instead of having one on the defensive side of the ball and one behind us, now we have one behind the offensive line. Now we have two guys behind the offensive line. So you kind of are going to see a higher – that's why you have been in the recent years seeing higher penalties called towards offensive linemen, and they can't really – because they don't have that vantage point to notice it as much.
Yeah, it's not like stealing signs in Houston, but it is something that's – if they get away with it, they're going to keep doing it. And I think that's one of the biggest things, to have the head man go over there and just have a conversation and say, we're not having it, just a championship game. We want everything to be fair. Because as soon as one of your offensive linemen gets hold, they'll throw a flag 30 yards away. But the defensive guy, they won't necessarily do that. And I know they'll watch it on both sides. But at the same time, how did you like the fact that Zendarius Smith pulling out the snub? I wonder, did he get fined for that?
I wouldn't expect him to get fined, but I did love it. I had no idea about it, and I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, it was. That guy's brilliant, man. That was funny.
He's got every right to do that. Mm-hmm.
That's right. We loved it here. I mean, of course, people were like, oh, he's showboating. No, just vote the guy in.
Just letting everybody know.
He's out playing everybody.
It's a public service announcement is really the way you say it.
Yeah, I mean when you're playing at a defensive player of the year level and you don't get – a Pro Bowl or All Pro recognition, I think you have every right to do that.
David Bakhtiari here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. David, we appreciate it, man. We know how huge of a week it is. We appreciate your time, man, and being open and honest with us as much as you can be, dude. Good luck this weekend. Know it's going to be a very, very big one. You guys going home in your third NFC Championship game in 6 years. When you look around the league and see different guys' careers come and go, how incredible is that? You're playing in your third right to go to the Super Bowl in just your first 6 years in the league.
I mean, it's definitely fortunate. And, you know, the older I'm getting and the more times I've kind of been this opportunity to understand that in the past 2 years I haven't even been in the playoffs. So these situations don't come around too often, and how just valuable they are, you got to take advantage of them, because you never know when your next one's going to be. The last time I was here was in 16. And these are special games.
Yeah, my neighbor
this one, and then you're in.
My neighbor wanted to know, who's the guy out there with the white fur on? I say, neighbor, that's Lil Wayne, man. Who's that? I say, dude.
What
come
kind
on,
of neighbors
man.
You got, Leroy?
He's 74 years old. He's 74 years old, and he's a Cubs fan. He just didn't know who Lil Wayne was. Mm-hmm. So I had to just kind of help him out a little.
Go to ruinmyday.com, and you can send him something good, and he can have himself a good
74.
One.
74. Stop.
Thank you, man. Leave the man alone.
David, good luck, man, this weekend. Hopefully we're talking to you next week while you're meeting our guy Leroy down in Miami.
Run out, David.
All right. That sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, good luck,
take it easy, man. Good luck. That's David Bakhtiari here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM.
My favorite DJ is from the Bay Area, DJ Mustard.
I thought your favorite DJ was DJ what?
Well, that's me.
Oh, that's you. Sorry. Well, yeah. I figured that's DJ why he was your favorite. Your chance at $1,000 here on the Fan. This hour's cash keyword is bail.
B-A-I-L.
Bail. B-A-I-L. Text bail to 72881. Message and data rates do apply.
What's wrong with you?
Lots.
What? Love you, though. You're my guy.
Yeah.
But what do you come up with this stuff, man?
I'm telling you, it's well worth it. It's well worth it. There's no better feeling than getting a call from your friend saying, how did you send me a box with a turd in it? Not much better than that. There is something better. It's the Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center.
Mr. Biscuit. That'd be funny.
It's got big issues.
Yeah, me.
You need some therapy, though. We'll get it for you.
J&J Contractors.
Are you sure?
Not J&J Contractors. It's the Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center.
He wasn't sure. Good thing you asked.
Mm-hmm.
You done, Leroy?
You good? I better be nice to him.
Outdoor golf season is over, but you can keep your swing in mid-season.
Don't send that to me, Billy. Don't send that to me now.
Outdoor golf season is over.
Go ahead, man.
Outdoor golf season is over, but you can keep your swing in mid-season groove at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. They have the latest state-of-the-art high-definition golf simulators over 100 lead courses like Pebble Beach, Doral, Pinehurst, and others as you swing away with your friends while enjoying pizza, wings, and full alcohol bar while it snows outside. Guys, don't let your golf swing go into hibernation. Keep it fresh at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. For details, check them out on Facebook or online at wisconsinindoorgolfcenter.com.
Dan, just cut right after we said good luck to David and then go. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.